You're listening to Cannabis Radio News' exclusive coverage of Vote 2016, The Path to Cannabis Freedom, only on CannabisRadio.com.
All right, welcome back, everyone. As we continue our look at the 2016 election, we have nine different states that we have to cover this November. And one of them that came as a total surprise to me is the great state of North Dakota. We don't often hear much when it comes to marijuana activism coming out of the Great Plains states, but it's really good to have them on the ballot this year. Joining me here to talk about this is Ray Morgan, and he wants to talk about this North Dakota Compassionate Care Act of 2016. Ray, welcome to the show.
Good afternoon or good morning, Russ, and it's a pleasure to be with you today.
Yes, thank you for joining us, and we're excited about the possibility of medical marijuana in North Dakota. Tell us a little bit about the specifics of this Compassionate Care Act, things like, will there be home grow cultivation? What conditions are qualifying and so forth?
Okay. We have about 10 different conditions that we'll be able to use medical cannabis for, basically cancer, Crohn's disease, chronic pain, Alzheimer's, AIDS, a few others. There is a provision. These will all be made available should the bill pass through dispensaries in the state. However, there is a provision that does allow people that live outside of a 40-mile radius of where a dispensary is located to technically grow their own. And they has to be into a locked, enclosed facility. Mm-hmm. They don't have to do this. They can have a surrogate grower do this for them, and the surrogate growers can do grow for up to five people. Mm-hmm. This was a provision that we put in because, you know, North Dakota is a fairly spacious state, and you know, in the middle of winter, if you're driving from Crosby, North Dakota to Bismarck, North Dakota, which is maybe a four and a half hour drive, you know, you might run into weather conditions that, you know, might not be very favorable. The other thing, too, is that in some cases, we're going to have people who, you know, may not be the wealthiest people in the world, because obviously medical insurance is not going to take care of this. So we kind of thought, you know, this might be an opportunity for some people who may not be able to afford buying this to maybe grow their own as well, too, and might be a little bit more financially doable for them.
So we are talking about a law that will have a dispensary system. People will be able to access herbal cannabis. Will they be able to use the raw flower and be able to smoke it or vaporize it?
Yes. Okay. Yes. It's there will be the dispensaries. Well, the way that it's set up is that a nonprofit organization will basically control the growing, the dispensing, but also to, you know, whether they decide to do, edibles or transdermal patches or oils, they would have control of processing and manufacturing of those.
Gotcha. Now, so we established that only the patients that live 40 miles away from a dispensary are going to be able to grow their own cannabis. So for the patients that do live within 40 miles, do they have to just pick one dispensary? Do you have to register for a dispensary, or can they just choose anyone that happens to be nearby?
Well, you can choose anyone that happens to be, you know, nearby. You know, you will have obviously a prescription card that will be given to you by your doctor or your physician's assistant, whatever the case might be.
Gotcha.
You know, and you have to understand, Russ, too, North Dakota is not a huge state, so there's probably only going to be probably maybe across the state, maybe four dispensaries in the major, you know, in the major cities, which are Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, and Minot.
Right.
We're just not that huge a state when you're talking 750,000 people.
Right, exactly. And as far as registry, you've got a registry where patients will sign up and get a card. What is the cost on that registry? And will North Dakota recognize other states' cards if people are visiting?
The cost of the cards is $20 per year, which there's we felt was pretty reasonable. We are not going to recognize people. We're not going to make this reciprocal with other states, unfortunately. But we thought it would be it's relatively inexpensive to get a card. It's just that we have to persuade doctors now that medical marijuana is something that should be looked at.
Gotcha.
For their patients.
Now, this vote for the North Dakota Compassionate Care Act of 2016 is happening here in November. And, you know, I'm calling you from the state of Oregon, where we've, you know, been involved in the marijuana issue for decades. And I imagine it's got to be a lot different in North Dakota trying to campaign for this issue. Has it been difficult for you? Has it been difficult to get across to North Dakotans that this is about medicine and not just, you know, trying to get people high?
Yes, it is. It's, you know, we're a conservative state. I mean, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about that. The Midwest, as people well know across the country, that, you know, we're fairly conservative here. I do think, though, that, you know, and I think the tide is slowly turning. We have had with our, with our signature gathering to get this measure on the ballot, you know, we've had 120 people across the state that gathered some 18,000 signatures, which doesn't sound like a lot, but it is a lot for North Dakota. Right now we have not had any real opposition. There's been some law enforcement that have questioned whether this is a good thing or not, but we haven't seen the medical profession come out against it, nor have we seen a lot of, you know, sheriff's departments or police associations come out against it thus far. So I'm cautiously optimistic going forward. The MPP, Medical the Marijuana Policy Project, is actually going to be doing a poll here very soon for us. They are starting to get a little bit more involved with our efforts as well, too.
That's good to hear.
Oh,
I was going to say, that's good to hear, because I hadn't seen any polling come out of North Dakota for years. So I was just wondering, you know, how the prospects were looking for the vote.
Yeah, we don't have anything concrete yet as far as polling data goes. We have some old polls which show that, you know, a fairly large percentage of North Dakotans were in favor of medical marijuana, but those were about a couple of years old. So I think, you know, like I say, we're cautiously optimistic about our prospects.
What's the official ballot number or initiative number up there in North Dakota?
It's going to be ballot number 5.
Okay. So I want to encourage everyone out there who has relatives or friends in North Dakota to inform them, let them know ballot number 5 is up for medical marijuana. They need to be registered. They need to vote on November 8th to make sure that we can bring this wonderful medicine to the great people of North Dakota. Before I let you go, Ray, is there any other like websites or contact information that would help our listeners to help you?
Yep, we have our Facebook page, which is North Dakota Compassionate Care 2016. Also, our web page is ndcca2016.com. vote2016.org. If anybody would like to contribute to our campaign, we'd certainly appreciate it.
All right. That sounds good. Ray Morgan up there in North Dakota, working on the North Dakota Compassionate Care Act 2016. It's ballot number 5 on the North Dakota ballot this November election. Ray, thanks for calling into the show, and we wish you the best of luck up there in North Dakota.
Thanks, Russ. We'll keep you posted on election night to let you know how things went.
This is the Russ Belville Show on CannabisRadio.com.